Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. and South Korean defense officials discussing possible military action against North Korea test-fired a ballistic missile that some analysts believe could reach the continental United States. China also has condemned that. The missile splashed down approximately 160 kilometers west of Japan's second-largest island of Hokkaido. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe speaking here through an interpreter.
I received a report that North Korea fired a ballistic missile once again. There is a possibility it landed in Japan's economic exclusive zone. We will analyze this immediately and take every precaution for the safety of Japanese nationals. We also plan to hold a National Security Council.
Abe said the launch was a serious and real threat to his country's security. White House statement released shortly after the launch called the North's missile test a reckless and dangerous action, which will further isolate the country. White House says President Trump approves Congress's new sanctions against Russia, and he intends to sign the bill. Trump administration had opposed the sanctions aimed at punishing Russia for allegedly interfering for last year's U.S. presidential election. Russia has already responded to the sanctions with new measures targeting U.S. missions in the country. White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus has been replaced with retired General John Kelly, who has been running the Department of Homeland Security. President Trump praised Priebus as a good man. He had been increasingly sidelined in recent weeks by Mr. Trump and was referred to publicly this week by the new White House Communications Director as a paranoid schizophrenic. This is VOA News. Against the backdrop of the site where 15 members of the notorious MS-13 gang were arrested for murder last week in Suffolk County on New York's Long Island, President Trump has promised to liberate American communities from gangs. Mr. Trump spoke to a group of law enforcement officers.
MS-13 gang members have brutally murdered 17 beautiful young lives in this area on Long Island alone. Think of it. They butchered those little girls. They kidnap, they extort, they rape, and they rob. They prey on children. They shouldn't be here.
President also appeared to support police brutality in his remarks. Suffolk County Police Department said in a statement it had strict regulations about how prisoners are treated. Pakistan's Supreme Court has disqualified Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif from holding public office, ordered him to step down immediately. He accepted the decision and did that. The court convicted Sharif on charges of amassing overseas assets, concealing them, and living beyond his means. Humanitarian organizations saving migrants at sea have met at the Italian Ministry of Interior to discuss a draft to a code of conduct non-governmental organizations have to follow in order to disembark into Italian ports. Hasiba Hajj Sarawi is the humanitarian affairs advisor for Doctors Without Borders.
We had a fruitful meeting. We've set out our positions and the remaining concerns that Doctors Without Borders, MSF, has with the draft code of conduct. We are engaging in good faith in this process. We are really, it's really important for us to signal to the authorities and to the public that we are acting within the law, that we are providing search and rescue. Our job is about saving lives. We're not trying to not respect the law, but also to respect our humanitarian principles.
Some groups fear the code could interfere with their work at sea, rescuing migrants attempting to cross to Europe. American actor George Clooney says photographers who captured images of him and his wife cradling their newborn twins will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. Pictures were published by a French magazine. They were taken at the Clooney's residence in the Lombardy region of Italy. The magazine claims the photos are the first to be made public of the twins who were born in June. Clooney says the photographers scaled a fence, climbed up trees, and illegally took photos of the children who were inside the house. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.